Five Things Told by the Name Srinivasa, by Krishna's Mercy.
Ityabhishtuva Vardhan Srinivasan Shriyasah Tanni Saryobharanan Dattvachman Marjet.
Quote, Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, "Thus one should worship Lord Vishnu, who is known as Srinivasa, along with Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, by offering prayers according to the process mentioned above. After removing all the paraphernalia of worship, one should offer them water to wash their hands and mouths, and then one should worship them again." Srimad Bhagavatam, 6:19-15.
At the office I have been placed on a new assignment. It's a long-term project, and there are many people involved. There is a formal system to manage everything, to ensure proper progress, to deal with issues, to manage resources, and so forth. There is a regularly occurring meeting, and one thing I noticed is that we have several people with the same name. It is Srinivas. There might be variations to the spelling, but it is confusing regardless. They have resorted to referring to people as Srini and then by the initial of their last name. It is still confusing, and I can't help but retain that name in my memory. I find it the funniest thing. I finally asked around as to the origin, and I was surprised to learn that the name refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I probably should have known, but I was thrown off by everyone shortening the name to Srini, which actually cuts through the second part of the name in the original Sanskrit. The name is actually Sri and Nivesa, which refers to the home of the goddess of fortune. Can you elaborate further?
1. Worship of God together. The name shows how God is most often worshipped together. There is a male and a female side. Not that one is better than the other. They are two aspects to the complete whole. There is a household in the spiritual sky, except it has no beginning and no end. Sri is the energy of God, specifically in the way of giving pleasure. Sri is the energy and her resting place is the energetic. Vishnu is Srinivasa because the goddess of fortune is always with him. 2. The ideal marriage. The name references the ideal marriage. The common depiction is of Sri massaging the feet of Vishnu, who is lying down in rest. Vishnu is not tired, he is not exhausted by the process of glancing over the pradhana and instigating the shifts to prakriti which result in creation, expansion, maintenance, and eventual dissolution of the universe.
Sri Bhagavan Uvach. Yatta Trigurma Vyakta Nityam Satsadatmakam. Pradhana Prakriti Prahur Vishesham Visheshvat.
Quote, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "The unmanifested eternal combination of the three modes is the cause of the manifest state and is called Pradhana. It is called Prakriti when in the manifested stage of existence." Srimad Bhagavatam, 3:26-10.
Rather, that work is the easiest for Vishnu. It is practically effortless. He can lie down and everything gets accomplished. The husband still carries out his work and the wife is there to support him. Sri does not consider whether her husband has fatigue or not. She will offer service anyway. This is love without any outside motivation. 3. The home of fortune. Sri is opulence. Sri is fortune. Others can worship her for receiving benedictions, but that fortune always has a home. If it arrives to us, it is something like on loan. Like a key that opens a specific lock, the blessings from the goddess of fortune are meant to have the same home. As Vishnu is the resting place for Sri, he is automatically the most fortunate. No one can claim to be at a higher standard. They may attempt to replicate the same, over many lifetimes, but they will never be at the same level. 4. The level of devotion in the goddess of fortune. There is the saying, home is where the heart is. Sri is always with Vishnu. Her devotion is pure. She does not want anything else. Her thoughts are always on how she can better serve her beloved. This is the model way to live. That is to say, the living entities are also the energy of God. They are of the jiva classification due to the conditioned experience and choice. We can fall into illusion and choose to serve someone else. We can be devoted to illusion instead of Vishnu. Fortunately, the name Srinivasa can remind us of the proper way to live. 5. She cannot live anywhere else. As seen specifically in the adventures described in the Ramayana, the goddess of fortune cannot live anywhere else. A fiend like Ravana may try to force separation, to drag her away, against her will, but the home is always the same.
Jivechira Vajradharsya Hastachachi Pradrishya Pratirupam. Na Madrishi Rakshas Dushitva Pitamritasyapi Tavasti Moksha.
Quote, O Rakshas, it might be possible for a person to live for a long time after forcibly taking away Shachi Devi, a woman of unmatched beauty and wife of the wielder of the thunderbolt, Indra. But a person who abuses me shall not be released from death even if they were to drink Amrita, nectar which grants immortality. Sita Devi speaking to Ravana, Valmiki Ramayana, Aranyakand, 48.24.
It is not possible for a person to live for a long time under that model. To take Shri away from her home is the work of the demons, and they always meet destruction. The devotees always worship Vishnu in the way that most pleases him, with the goddess of fortune by his side. In closing, with Lakshmi by his side, like in Vaikuntha to reside, such that happy to see, in proper placement to be, devotees worship in this frame, taught by Srinivasa the name, demons always to meet frustration, since flawed any other orientation.